to you about the most impacting prophecy that I've had over the last several years.
在过去几年中，我想告诉你们最有影响力的预言和先知。
See, I believe that God will speak to us through His prophets.
我相信神会借着先知对我们说话。
And I rely on people who can hear the voice of God to help me.
我倚靠那些可以听到神声音的人来对我说话。
How many of you have had a prophetic word sometime in your life?
多少人有得到过先知的预言？
Was it helpful?
是不是很有帮助？
Sometimes extremely impacting.
是不是有影响？You don't want me to use it.
Okay. You and I are using the same one?
I think so.
Okay. So I have a friend who...
我有一位朋友。
He's very, very prophetic.
他是非常会说预言。
But he's prophetic in a different way.
可他是不同的方式说预言。
One of my friends, if I call him right now,
如果我打电话要给我其中一个朋友
and got him on the cell phone
把他带到那个手机上
I could say to him Ron, I'm with my friend Shirley
我可以告诉他说我现在跟我的朋友薛里在一起
Do you have a word for her?
你有没有预言的话要对他说
He would say, well, I don't know Rich, but let me see
他会说我不是很确定但我想想看
And then he would start praying
他会开始祷告
She would start listening
薛里会开始听
And then she would start crying
然后呢，我会开始哭泣。
Because the word is that clear.
因为他的话是这样的清楚。
That's one of my friends.
这就是我其中的一个朋友。
My other friend, the one I'm going to tell you about now.
我另外一个朋友的故事乃是这样。
Has a gift of discernment.
他有一个辨别的灵。
Now, in his discernment, he is able to discern the presence of angels and demons.
他可以辨别天使和邪灵。
He could come into a room.
他可以来到这个房间。
And tell you what the atmosphere is in the room.
告诉你这是什么样的气氛
And he'll say, oh, there's demons in here.
他会说哦，有邪灵在这儿。
Or, oh, there's angels in here.
哦，有天使在这儿。
He just knows those things.
他可以知道。
God has given him that gift.
神给他这样的恩赐。
Now he gave him that gift while he was pastoring a Baptist church.
当他还在浸信会做牧师的时候，神就把这样的恩赐给了他。
And that particular Baptist church didn't believe in those things.
可是在那个浸信会里，他们不相信这种事。
And so they asked him to stop being their pastor.
他们告诉他不要再做牧师了。
Because they didn't want that.
因为他不希望这个样恩赐。
But the result is that he's developed his own ministry now.
可是后来发生的是，这个牧师自己开始他的执事。
It's one of the most fascinating ministries I've ever been around.
这是最有趣的一个。
He'll spend 3 hours with a person.
他会花三个小时跟一个人在一起。
And take them through their life.
然后呢，告诉他们他们一生中的事。
Sometimes he'll go back 20, 50, or 100 generations.
有时候他会回到很几十、几百年前。
And find the things that are impacting them still today.
发现还在影响他们生命中的那些事。
Clean that all up.
把它清干净。
And send the people home completely relieved from ancestral bondage.
把他们送回家，这些人得到完全的释放，不再有捆绑。
It is the most wonderful thing.
这是最美妙的事。
I've experienced this ministry myself in this way.
我自己也经历到这么奇妙的事。
A number of years ago, I started getting migraine headaches.
很多年前，我有个慢性头痛。
And those headaches would come far too often.
哦，这个太常发生了。
And when that particular migraine headache would come,
当那个慢性有一天我又被它打中了。
I was totally unable to operate.
我完全没有办法进公用了。
I would have to go into a room.
我必须到一个房间。
Turn off the lights.
把灯关掉。
No sound.
没有声音。
No food.
没有食物。
No movement.
没有移动。
Until the headache went away.
一直到头痛离开我。
So I went to my doctor.
我去看我的医生。
Said, how often are you having these?
医生说你多长有这样的事情。
I said about one a month.
一次一个月。
I said, oh, we don't get concerned until you're having them far more frequently.
医生说，哦，我们不在乎，除非你这个病变得更严重。
Well, I was missing 3 days of my life once a month.
可是在每个月里面，每一次发生的时候，我有三天不能够做事。
So I told my friend Paul about that.
所以我告诉我的朋友保罗说。
And he said, well, let's find out where they came from.
保罗说，让我们来发现到底这是从哪里来。
I said, what do you mean where they came from?
我说，你什么意思？要找出来这个病从哪里来？
He said, it's probably something in your generation.
他说，可能是在你的祖先里。
And he began to pray.
他开始祷告。
We began to seek the Lord.
我们寻求神。
And suddenly we ended up.
然后我们发现。
I hope you can believe all this.
我希望你能够可能相，你可愿意相信。
We ended up in a castle in Germany.
哦，我们发现是在德国的一个城堡里。
160 years ago.
160年前。
Are you still with me?
你仍然在跟我在一起吗？
I just gotta test my crowd.
我只在测验我的听众。
If you start glazing over, I'll know I've lost you.
假如你在两眼发紫，我就知道你没有在听懂。
Now I know I wasn't there in the physical.
我知道我身体并不在那个古堡里。
But I had gone there.
可是我曾经去过那里。
And I could see what was going on there.
我可以看到什么事发生了。
And he said, "What's happening?"
他说，你看到什么发生了？
And what are you feeling?
你觉得怎么样呢？
And I began to weep.
我开始流泪。
Because I saw what had happened in my family line.
因为我看到在我祖先历代里所发生的事
there was a fight in that room,
有一个争斗打斗
and one of my ancestors received a blow to the head,
我的一个姑姑她的头被敲中
and from that time until this,
从那个时候到现在
those headaches had been passed down my family line,
这样的头痛一直存留在我的祖先中
so he prayed and broke that bondage,
所以他祷告打破这个捆绑
and they were gone,
这个头痛就离开了
but not just for me,
不只是我
but from my daughter as well
并且我的女儿也
who was not there
我女儿不在那里
she didn't have the prayer
她并没有领受这个祷告
but she was a part of my generation
可是她是隶属于我的家族
and so when I got set free
所以当我被释放
so did she
我的女儿也得到释放
I should introduce you to my friend
我应该把你介绍给我的朋友
you should all meet him
你应该来看他
I talked to him yesterday.
我昨天跟他讲话。
He's in Maryland right now.
他在那个东岸的 Maryland.
But he lives in Southern California.
他住在南加州。
And you all need to meet him.
你们都需要去看到他。
Because he might help you.
他可能可以帮助你。
So his name is Paul Cox.
他的名字叫 Paul Cox.
C-O-X.
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 And his website...
他的网站
is Aslan's Place, A-S-L-A-N-S, P-L-A-C-E, Aslan's Place, P-L-A-C-E, dot, you know him, you know him, little short man, yes. No, he's been at Springs of Life with me, but not at Jubilee.
这位牧师并没有在 Jubilee 教会，
他
可是他曾经在这个牧师以往的教会 Spring of Life 生命之泉待过。
One of my best friends.
他是我最要好的朋友。
If you want him, I have connections.
如果你们希望找他，我可以介绍。
He's my good friend.
他是我的好朋友。
Could you please spell the name of my website?
可不可以再拼一下那个网站的？名字
Yeah, A-S-L-A-N-S, Aslan. Like Aslan. Like the lion from... I will write it. I'm not sure if it's .com or .org.Try them. Try them all.
试试看，可能是.com结束或.org结束。
His name.
他的名字是保罗·鲍。
Paul Cox.
Cox. C-O-X.
Dr. Paul Cox.
Dr. 博士。
Okay, now.
现在。
I hadn't planned to tell you all of that.
我有这样的计划告诉你这些事。
No extra charge.
没有特别的费用。
Free information.
这是免费的消息。
I figure if you're my friends, you should know my friends.
假如你是我的朋友，你们也应该认识我的朋友。
This man.
这个人。
David, he could come and do a one-day seminar.
他可以来做一整天的那个讲座。
Oh, your lives will never be the same.
你的生命会不一样。
He will discern.
他会辨别。
What is in your life today?
在你生命中的情况。
And when it came into your life.
然后为什么这些东西会进到你里面
But not only that,
不止这样
He will get rid of the bad,
他会把那不好的东西拿掉
and keep the good.
把好的东西留在你里面
Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so,
所以
so here, Do you want me to call him right now?
你要我打 打电话给他吗？现在
？Some of you are saying, "Well, Rich, you could leave unless I have him come right now."
有些人会说 ，OK， 你可以走了，我们可以请他今天就来。
Now here's what he will do.
现在他会做什么呢
？He will say, "Oh,
他会说
there's an angel here."
现在有这里有。
Oh, wow, he's this big.
哦，这么大个子。
Or he may say,
"Oh, 他可能会说
there's a demon over here."
这里有邪灵。
Out in the name of Jesus.
离开这里，奉主耶稣的名。
Still here. Be gone.
走，离开。
Okay, now.Now he's gone. Okay, now we're okay. He just works like this.
他就是这样子来运用他的权柄。
I will call him on the phone.
我会打电话给他。
And I'll say, Paul, what are you doing?
我会说保罗，你在做什么
？Oh, I'm ministering to somebody right now.
他说我正在服侍某一个人。
I said, I'm sorry for interrupting.
他说对不起，我打断你。
It's no problem.
他说不会有问题。
I have the Holy Spirit downloading into them right now.
我现在有这个圣灵正在浇灌他们。
I plug them into the Holy Spirit. They're sitting over there downloading. I can talk to you for a while.
我让他们被圣灵充满，我现在可以来跟你讲话。
I've watched this happen.
我就观看这样的事发生。
He'll start somebody.
他会替某些人服侍。
And he'll just leave them sitting there.
然后叫他们坐在那边。
He'll come over here. We'll be talking.
然后他会过来这里来讲话。
They're sitting there staring off.
那些被触摸的人就坐在那边。
Pretty soon they're crying.
没有多久他们就开始哭泣。
Pretty soon they're laughing.
或者他们就开始笑。
He says, "Well, it's working."
他说哦，圣灵正在做工。
It's very high tech.
这是非常高科技。
High tech ministry.
很高科技的那个
Okay.
知识。
Now to the story that I wanted to tell you.
我现在要讲到我的这个故事。
Because his prophecy goes different.
他的预言是不一样的。
Because he discerns things.
因为他能够侦测事情。
He will discern when the Lord wants to speak a word.
他可以侦测神要说的话。
So I've been with Paul on many occasions.
我很多事都跟他在一起。
And he'll say, "Oh, there's a prophetic word about to come."
他会说哦，现在有先知的话要来了。
And we'll say, "Well, give it, Paul."
我就说讲吧，保罗。
No, it's not me.
他说不是给我的。
One of you has the word.
你们其中有一个人要接受这个话。
And then he'll look around the room.
然后他就看一看这整个房间。
He'll say, "Oh, it's you."
他会说是要给你的。
And you'll say, "Well, I don't have a word."
他就说我不知道啊。
He'll say, "Well, God will give it to you."
他说神会给你的。
So we just go on and wait.
然后我们就继续，然后等候。
And then finally, you'll get the word.
最后那个人就得到这个话。
And Paul will say, "Would you please hurry up?"
保罗说，请你快一点。
Because the angel has landed on my head and he's giving me a headache.
因为天使降在我的头上，我有头痛。
But he will leave whenever you start giving the word.
可是你如果把这个话释放出来，天使就会离开了。
But you see, I can only introduce Paul to certain groups.
我只能够把保罗介绍给某一些的人。
And I think you're safe.
我认为你们这群很安全。
So on this particular occasion,
在这个特别的案例里
my wife and I and Paul and his wife were together.
我的太太我还有保罗和他的太太
And we were walking into a restaurant.
我们正走入餐馆
And he said, "Oh, the Lord is going to give us a word at dinner tonight."
他说主今天在晚餐都会给我们话语
Now I've been with Paul many times.
我跟保罗在一起很多次
And it's always happened.
这样的事常常发生
So I said, "Well, good. That's wonderful."
我说很好，这非常美妙
I mean, it's much, much better to have dinner with the Lord.
能够跟主一起晚餐是很好的事。
When God shows up at your dinner table, it makes for much better conversation.
当主的同在出现在晚餐桌上，这是非常，这我们的谈话会很好。
So we were sitting there at dinner.
所以我们坐在晚餐桌上。
Just four of us.
只有我们四位。
And Paul says, "Okay, the word's going to come."
那保罗说这个话要来了。
And we all said, "Well, I wonder who's going to have it."
我们都说啊，哪一个人会得到
？And he said to his wife, "Do you have it?"
他对他的太太说，哎，你有没有拿到
？Not me.
他说哦，不是我。
To my wife, to me, do you have it?
对我的太太和对我说，你们拿到这个画面。
No, I don't have it.
他们说我们没有。
And then he said, "Oh, I got it."
他说哦，我领受了。
Now I've never seen him get the word.
我没有看到他怎么领受。
He knows the word is coming, but somebody else gets the word.
他知道话要来了，可是别人会领受到这个话。
So he said, "Oh, Rich, I've got the word, and it's for you."
他说哦 ，Rich， 我有话要为着你，主的话怎么给你
？Now I'm very excited.
然后我就变得很兴奋。
And he said, "The Lord told me this word is going to take your ministry to the next level."
他主告诉我说，这些话语赐给你是要把你带到下一个新的职事里。
In fact, he said, "The Lord says this is the third step in your ministry process."
事实上，这主说这是你第三个阶段，在你的职事里，这是第三阶段。
And then he said this.
然后他这样说。
Step one.
第一个阶段。
Was your understanding that all of us are called to serve God full time.
就是说，我们全部被主呼召出来成为全职的工人。
Step two was that transformation will come through the marketplace.
就是说。这个转型会借着职场来转型。
And then step three is this word.
第三步。
And I said, "Wow, give me the word."
我说哦，请把这话给我。
He said, "Are you ready?"
他说你预备好吗
？I have my pen out. We didn't have a recorder. I'm going to write it down. And he said to me, Midian.
Midian.
Here's what he said.
Midian.
Midian. And I said, what else?
还有什么别的吗?
He said, that's it.
他说就是这一个字。
Now usually when someone says, I have a word for you.
以往有人说有话要给你,
they mean a sentence or a paragraph.
他们通常会给我一个句子,
or a whole conversation.
或一段话,
he said, I have a word for you.
他说我有话要给你。
Literally, one word.
只有一个字。
And I said, what's it mean?
我说这什么意思?
He said, it's your word, not mine. Go figure it out.
他说这是你的话,你自己去想,猜出来吧。
Now, Midian is a Bible name.
米甸是圣经中的人名。
I didn't know much about him.
我并没有太了解他。
I know a lot more now.
我现在懂得更多。
I'm going to tell you some of it.
我就是现在告诉你更多次。
Here's my question.
这是我的问题。
Do you know who he is?
你们认不认识这个人,米甸?
Do you know who Midian is?
你们知道他吗?
He's the head of the Midianites.
他是米乃族的领带头人。
Okay, so we know that much.
所以我们知道。
But who's his mother?
谁是他的母亲?
Who's his father?
谁是他的父亲?
Does anybody know?
任何人知道吗?
Don't answer out loud, but raise your hand if you know.
举手,如果你知道。
Don't go look it up there now, Pastor.
不是,请先不要翻圣经。
Before, I had to look it up too, so...
事实上我以前也要查考圣经。
But before you look it up,
在你查考圣经之前,
do you know who he is?
你知不知道这个答案?
See, nobody knows.
你看,没有人知道。
On the other hand, I promise you, every one of you knows.
另外一方面,我可以保证你们每一个人都知道。
You've just forgotten it for a moment.
你们只是暂时忘了。
He's doing a word search on the computer, I can tell. That's what I did too. I had to get my computer open.
我也是这样做,因为在电脑上找这个字。
I had to find out who Midian was.
我要找出米甸是谁。
Now here's why I say, you know who he is.
这是我来说这个人是谁?
Because most of us have promised God that we're going to read through our whole Bible.
我们会读整本圣经。
And every January we start again.
每一个一月份我们开始。
Do you agree with me?
你同意吗?
Or this year I'm going to read my Bible.
今年我会读完整本圣经。
Because the answer to this is in Genesis.
因为在创世纪可以找到这个答案。
And most of us have got at least to Genesis 25 before we quit.
我们通常读到创世纪第25章就不读了。
Okay, now Herbert, you got it.
吴牧师,你知道了。
See, he even knows his mother's name. Okay, now before you say any more, how many of you can name Abraham's sons? Let's name the sons of Abraham. Ishmael, Isaac. Are there more? Six more. You see, you knew this. You just had to think a little bit. It was in the mind there, wasn't it? In Genesis 25, it tells us that in the year that Isaac died, the year that Isaac got married, Sarah died. That's the end of Genesis 24. And after Sarah died, Abraham married a second wife. Her name was Keturah. And she bore him six more sons. Now this is an amazing truth. That we should talk about more. Because we go to great issue. To point out how old Abraham was when Isaac was born. He was 99 years old when Isaac was born. And the Bible says that when he was 99, he was so old that his body was considered dead. But still, he had the miracle child, Isaac. Now that's amazing. But 35 years later,
35年之后,
the year that Isaac got married,
当以撒结婚时,
Sarah died.
撒拉死了。
And Abraham, now 135 years old,
亚伯拉罕135岁,
marries a second wife,
娶第二个妻子,
and had six more sons.
还生了六个儿子。
Now, every once in a while, someone will say to me,
有时候有些人会对我这样说,
Rich, I want to give you the blessing of Abraham.
Rich, 我要把亚伯拉罕的祝福给你。
And now I say, which blessing?
我问哪一个祝福?
The Bible says,
圣经说,
Abraham and you, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed.
亚伯拉罕万国都要得福。
That one I want.
这是我要的。
But,
可是,
you see, I don't want six more children right now.
可是我不希望再有六个儿子。
I'm not nearly as old as Abraham was.
我并没有像亚伯拉罕那么老。
But I don't want to have any more babies.
可是我不希望再有非婴儿。
Okay, so it says in Genesis 25,
所以在创世纪二十五章说,
that Abraham took again a wife.
亚伯拉罕又娶了一妻。
Her name was Keturah.
一姐哈，名叫基土拉。
And she bore him Zimran, Jokshan, Medan, Midian, Ishbak, and Shua.
米旦、米甸、伊斯巴和苏雅。
Zimran, Jokshan, Medan,
Midian, 米旦、米甸、
Ishbak,
伊斯巴、
and Shua.
和苏雅。
Six more sons.
六个儿子。
And we don't know much about them.
我们不太认识他们。
Except Midian keeps showing up in the Bible.
可是米甸在圣经中一再的出现。
So I, much like you, did not remember who Midian was.
我就像你们一样，不太熟悉米甸这个人。
But I have a prophetic word.
可是我得到先知的话。
From a man that I trust.
从我可信任的人那里领受的话。
I believe he hears from God.
我相信他从神那里听到。
And he says, "Here's the word for you."
他说这个话是给你的。
Midian.
米甸。
He gave me no more.
他不再给我任何东西。
I said, okay, Lord, what do you mean?
我说主啊，这是什么意思？
And I began to study Midian.
我开始研究这个人。
Here's where my study took me.
这是我的发现。
In Genesis 38,
在创世纪38章,
Joseph is being sold into slavery. His brothers are selling.
约瑟被兄长所卖到埃及。
Look at verse 28.
38章28
It says Midianite traders passed by.
米甸和一群的生意人走过。
And they are the ones that bought him.
那些人买了他。
And they took him to Egypt and sold him.
他们把他带到埃及去卖掉。
I'm in verse 28 of Genesis 37.
二十八章 37, 38, right?Genesis
38
or 38? Chapter 37, verse 28. 37章28节, 对不起。
Does it say Midian in your Bible?
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is the first time I saw Midian. And Midian is...
我第一次看到米甸这个名字。
He's described as a merchant.
是一个商人。
He's a businessman.
是一个生意人。
Now that got me excited.
这我就很兴奋，知道这个事。
Because you see, I have a prophetic word.
因为我得到先知的话。
That if I can understand this word.
假如我可以了解这个字。
This is the next phase of my ministry.
这是我的执事下新的一个阶段。
So I'm riding the airplane.
所以我在机场上。
I have my whole library with me.
我有整个图书馆跟着我。
I travel so much, I take everything with me.
我经常旅行，所以我就带着这些东西。
I had 5 full commentary sets.
我有五个讲道集。
I carry 17 translations of the Bible.
17种圣经的翻译版本。
My Strong's Concordance and my Vine's Dictionary.
我的串珠圣经，我的字典。
You know it's all on my computer, right?
都在我的电脑上。
So I open my computer.
所以我打开电脑。
And I started searching for Midian.
我开始寻找米甸这个字。
And I found, first of all,
我首先发现
he's a businessman.
他是一个生意人。
Next, I found this.
第二个我发现,
that when Gideon went to war,
当基甸去打仗的时候,
he went against a big army.
他带着大的军队,
and that was the Midianites. When Gideon,
当基甸,
had 30,000 soldiers, they had to bring it down to 300.
他带着三万人去打仗, 最后只剩下三百人,
he was fighting against the Midianites.
他是来跟米甸人对抗。
The next time he showed up,
圣经再往下去。
It was when Moses
是当摩西
married a girl named Zipporah.
他娶了一个女孩子。
And her daddy was Jethro.
他的太太的爸爸是 Joshua,
the priest of Midian.
他是这个米甸的祭司。
Oh, that's interesting.
哦，这很有趣。
So you've got the Midianites when Joseph was sold.
所以我们可以看到圣经中提到米甸有三次，当约瑟被卖的时候。
You got the Midianites when Gideon was being taught by God.
当基甸被神要教导的时候。
And you've got the Midianites when Moses was being taught by God.
当也第三次提到是跟摩西有关。
Now watch this.
注意这个事。
Every time the Midianites show up,
每一次当米甸这个字出现，
God is using them,
神在使用他们，
to teach his people something very important.
来教导神的子民重要的事。
Sometimes they seem to be on the wrong side of God.
有时候看起来他们好像不在神的这一边。
But God is going to use them.
可是神却使用他们。
But then it got exciting.
我就很高兴。
I got so excited when I found this next one.
当我再发现一个新的地方，我就更高兴。
And I was on the airplane.
我在飞机上。
I was flying from San Jose to Minneapolis.
我从圣何西飞到 Minneapolis.
I know where I was going.
我知道我要去哪里。
I know where I was sitting on the plane.
我知道我坐在哪里。
And I know what happened when I saw this.
我知道发生了什么事，当我看到这个经节。
I got so excited studying my Bible on the airplane.
我在查考圣经时，我这么兴奋。
That I shouted.
我开始大叫。
I went, hallelujah!
我说赞美主。
Excuse me.
对不起。
I was so excited.
我这么抖，太高兴了。
When I discovered what I found.
当我发现。
Isaiah chapter 60.
以赛亚六十章。
Isaiah chapter 60.
六十章以赛亚。
It's a beautiful chapter.
是个非常美妙的圣经。
It says, Arise, shine, for your light has come.
兴起发光，因为你的光已经来到。
The glory of the Lord has risen upon you.
耶和华荣耀发现照耀你。
You know that passage of scripture?
你们熟悉吗？这个经节第一节，六十章第一节。
These are the kinds of verses we put on our refrigerator.
通常我们把这样的经节放在我们的冰箱上。
Because we've all been in darkness.
因为我们都曾经在黑暗里。
And we needed the light of God.
我们需要神的光。
So we put them up as a reminder to us.
所以我们把它招贴起来来提醒我们。
My God will come through.
我的神会来。
Even though I'm in darkness.
即使我在黑暗里。
He's going to provide.
他会供应。
I began to read this as a prophetic word from God.
我开始读以赛亚六十章，把它当作先知的话。
This is His desire for you.
这是他对你们的愿望。
For your city.
对你们城市的
愿望。For your family.
对你家人的愿望。
For your business.
对你的工作的愿望。
This is His word.
这是他的话。
Arise, shine, for your light is come.
兴起发光，因为你的光已经来到。
Now, any time you get a word from God.
任何时候你得到神的话。
There are conditions to that word coming to pass.
有这个情况，这话的背景有些情况。
You get a word spoken to you.
你得到，你领受了这样的对你说的话。
It doesn't just happen because someone spoke the word.
并不是因为有些人对你这样说。
There are conditions.
因为你在某种情况中。
And here are conditions to this word.
在这些话里面，六十章第一节有这样有。
One chapter earlier.
就在前面一章。
In chapter 59, verse 19.
在五十九章十九节。
It says they shall fear the name of the Lord.
要他们要敬畏耶和华。
And I believe that this word will come to those who fear the Lord.
这样的话是来自于敬畏他的那个背景。
That's those who reverence him for who he is.
那些敬畏他的人民。
And then in verse 20 it says,
59章第一节,
those who turn from transgression,
必有一位救赎主来到锡安雅各族中 转离过犯的人那里。
This word is for the people who will stop their sinning and start living holy and righteous lives.
这样的话是给那些转离过犯的人愿意过圣洁生活的人。
And then verse 21 says,
21节说,
my spirit is upon you.
我的灵在你们身上。
This word is for those who are full of the Holy Spirit.
传给你的话是充满了圣灵。
So if you want this word,
所以你希望这样的话,
here are the conditions.
你必须要有这样的条件。
You recognize God for who He is.
你必须承认神是谁。
You turn from your sin.
你必须转离你的罪恶。
And you walk with the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
第三，你要在圣灵的充满里来行走。
Do we have anybody like that here?
我们这里面中间有没有这样的人？
Any good candidates in this room right now?
有没有一个很好的那个竞选后备人选？
Yeah. Yeah, we got good candidates here.
是的，我们有这样的人选。
We love God.
我们都爱神。
We reverence Him.
我们敬畏他。
We're turning from sin.
我们转离罪恶。
Amen.
Amen.
As much as we can. And we're full of the Holy Spirit. So for you, the Lord says,
所以对你们主这样说,
arise, shine.
兴起,
for your light has come. Now in verse 2 it says, darkness shall cover the earth.
第二节说, 看哪,
now when I hear the word darkness,
当我听到这个字, 黑暗,
it can mean many things.
可能代表很多事,
but one of the things it can mean
有一件事可能意味着,
is that we're in trouble.
哦, 我们在麻烦中,
it could be sickness.
可能是疾病,
it could be poverty.
可能是贫穷,
it could be oppression.
可能是压力,
it could be a broken relationship.
可能是一个破碎的关系,
it could be you just lost your job.
可能你失业,
darkness.
黑暗,
you know what I'm talking about.
你知道我在讲什么?
We've all been through it.
我们都, 经历这样的黑暗,
but it says here,
可是在这里说,
that when darkness comes,
当黑暗来的时候,
the light of the Lord will shine.
神的光要照耀,
he will send his light.
他会, 差遣他的光,
and his glory will be seen upon you. That's what it says in verse 2.
第二节这样说,
his glory will be seen upon you. And then verse 3,
第三节,
it says that the glory that was on you is now shining out of you. Because it says the Gentiles shall come to your light.
他说,
now watch what happens.
你看,
you're walking through darkness.
当你在黑暗中走过,
and God sends his light on you.
神差遣放下光,
and then the light starts coming out of you.
他的光透过你,
and now others are drawn to you.
其他人被吸引到你这里来,
which is really the God in you.
事实上是神在你里面,
oh, you need to get this.
你需要了解这一点,
because when you go to work,
当你去上班时,
you think, I don't know enough to minister at work.
你说我不懂怎么样去传福音,
well, all you have to do is let God's light shine through you.
你只需要让神的光在你身上发现,
and people will be drawn to that.
人们会被吸引,
not to you, but to him.
不是被你吸引, 是被神吸引.
And then he says,
这里再说,
that these people will begin to gather to you.
这些人要来聚集在你周围,
and God makes some promises.
神做了一些应许,
verse 4, your sons shall come from afar.
第四节, 你的众子要从远方而来,
and your daughter shall be nursed at your side.
你的众女也被怀抱而来.
I take that as a word to parents whose children are in rebellion.
我把这种话当作赐给那个背叛子女的父母亲.
They're coming home.
这些子女会回来,
you can believe God, they're
你可以,
coming home.
你可以相信神, 他们会回来的.
And then verse 5 says,
第五节说,
you shall begin to see.
你要看到,
your heart shall swell with joy.
你的心又跳动, 又宽敞.
And then it says, the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you.
因为大海丰盛的货物必转来归你.
And then the wealth of the Gentiles shall come to you.
列国的财宝也必来归你.
Okay, now I read all that because I was studying Midian.
我读了这些经节，因为我正在找米甸这个字。
And Midian shows up in the next verse.
哦，第六节就有米甸这个字。
Look at verse 6.
第六节。
The multitude of camels shall cover your land.
成群的骆驼必米甸。
The dromedaries of Midian and Ephah.
和以法的毒蜂驼必遮满你。
It says they shall bring gold and incense.
他们要奉上黄金乳香。
And they shall proclaim the praises of the Lord. Now this is where I shouted on the airplane. I said, hallelujah! Why did I say that? Because I saw the connection. Midian, I knew, was a businessman. God used him whenever he wanted to train his people. Remember when Moses was leading the children of Israel out of the wilderness?
摩西离开神的百姓住在旷野里,
and his father-in-law said,
他的岳父说,
how are you going to do it?
你要怎么做呢?
He said, I don't know.
他说我不知道,
I'm just going to lead him.
我就是在住在这里,
我离开神的百姓, and Jethro taught him how to organize.
有一个人教导他如何来组织这个东西,
put him in groups. Of 100, groups of 50, groups of 1,000. Because Midian is an organizer. He's a businessman. He provided Joseph. He provided Moses. And now it says, the wealth of the Gentiles shall come to you. That verse shows up in Proverbs. Where it says the wealth of the wicked is stored up for the righteous. That verse shows up in Genesis 12.
在这同样的经节也在创世纪第十二章
where it says in Abraham
在亚伯拉罕
you shall receive your blessing
你会领受到祝福
and I see that as not just a spiritual but a material blessing
我并不是看是属灵的事 而是看是物质的
so we know
所以我们知道
that God has made a promise
神做了应许
at least three times
至少三次
that wealth is going to come to us
这财富会来
But most of us haven't seen it yet. We're still waiting. But God said it was going to happen. Now the reason I got excited here, I already knew the promise, but I had never seen the method. God says when the wealth comes to you, it will come to you on the camels that are owned by Midian.
成群的骆驼由米甸那儿会来
And by this time
在这个时候
I see Midian as a type of business
我看米甸是代表这个 商场
That's why I got excited
所以我非常兴奋
I said we've not been teaching this in the church
我说我们在教会中没有这样的教导
We teach that the wealth is coming
我们教导财富会来
But we say business is kind of evil
我们说, 职业是邪恶的
Oh, you got to be careful. You get tainted out there in the world.
你们要小心, 不要被世俗纠缠
If you make too much money, you probably lose your salvation.
假如你赚太多钱, 你可能会失去救恩
But God says just the opposite.
可是神的话却是与这个想法相反
He says the wealth
他说,
is going to come to you
要来到你这里
and it's going to come on the camels of Midian.
是借着米甸的骆驼
Then he goes on and mentions a bunch of other names. Now you've got the dromedaries of Midian and Ephah. Ephah is the son of Midian. And then it mentions Sheba. And Sheba is the nephew of Midian. So it's all in his family. And it says, they shall bring gold and incense. And then it goes down and says in verse
9
that the ships of Tarshish will come first.
船会来,
now, I have never studied the ships of Tarshish.
我从来没有研究过他师的船只,
but I've discovered something about them.
可是我发现一些事,
ships of Tarshish were large ocean-going vessels. That transported goods from one nation to another. Back in the days of Isaiah.
在以赛亚那个时代,
they would have been the earliest picture of a multinational corporation. Let me ask you a question. How many of you work for a company that could be called a multinational company?
有多少人就替那个你的跨国的公司做事，跨很多国家的公司做事。
A multinational company has business in more than one nation.
跨国的公司在超过一个国家来做生意。
Jerry, are you the only one?
Jerry, 你是唯一的一个人公司这样吗？
You do?
还有另外一位。
I used to.
有些人是曾经。
When I was in Taiwan and asked this question,
当我在台湾问这个问题,
everybody worked for a multinational company.
每一个人都替这样的公司做事。
Or maybe not everybody, but most everybody.
几乎每一个人。
Because most of the companies in Taiwan have offices here.
大部分的在台湾的公司都有办公室在美国。
In fact, when I was in Taiwan,
当我在台湾的时候,
everybody I met owned a home in Cupertino.
每一个人我在台湾认识，在库布提诺这边都有家，他的家。
But the earliest multinational companies
和最早的跨国的公司
were not in Taiwan.
不在台湾。
They were from Tarshish.
他们从他斯而来。
Which is down in Spain.
是在西班牙那边。
But these early ships of Tarshish
可是早期的他斯船只
it says that they will carry your silver and your gold with them.
他们会带着银和东西过来。
And then he says in verse 11,
然后在第十一节,
Therefore your gates shall be open continually. They shall not be shut day or night.
昼夜不关,
that men may bring to you the wealth of the Gentiles.
使人把列国的财物带来归你。
Now I want you to think about this.
我希望你想一想这个。
The Lord says there's a time coming.
主说这个时候会来。
And I'm going to give you access to wealth.
我会让你能够可以得到财富。
And it's going to come to you 24 hours a day.
昼夜都会来这个财富。
7 days a week.
7天,
Your gates shall be open continually, they shall never close.
你的城门要敞开，昼夜不关。
Now, most of us work for companies that close occasionally.
我们大部分的人的公司都会关门。
We're not open on the weekends.
我们周末不开门。
Or we're not open at night.
晚上不开门。
But there's one business, if you want to put it that way, that never closes.
可是有一个生意从来不关门。
The internet is always open.
这网络从来不关门。
24 hours a day.
一天24小时。
7 days a week.
一周七天。
I don't know if Isaiah was speaking of that.
我不晓得以赛亚是不是在指网络。
But it makes sense to me.
可是对我来说很有意义。
There are people making money on the internet all the time.
有很多人在网络上赚钱。
Always doing business on the internet.
总是昼夜在 internet 上赚钱。
Now here's what I was learning from Midian.
这是我从米甸所学到的。
God wants to transfer wealth to us.
神希望把财富运过来。
But the way he's going to do it.
他做事的方法。
It's not through the government.
不是借着政府。
It's not through the church.
不是借着教会。
It's not through inheritance.
不是借着继承。
It's through business.
是借着生意、职场。
I'll show you how this works. Go back to the book of Deuteronomy.
让我来指给你看，《生命记》。
I'll show you some things I learned here.
我要分享我所学到的。
Deuteronomy chapter 14.
生命记十四章，生命记十四章。
It says in verse 28.
在二十八节这么说。
It's talking about the tithe.
它讲到十分之一。
Do we teach the tithe here at Harvest Seminary?
我们在丰收神学院有没有教导十分之一的奉献？
Does your church teach about tithing?
教会有没有讲到奉献？
You all believe about tithing?
你们都相信奉献吗？
I don't need to talk to you about tithing.
所以我不需要再教导奉献。
We believe in the tithe.
我们都相信十分之一。
So it says here in verse 28, he's talking about the tithe.
生命记十四章二十八节说到十分之一。
And then in verse 29 it says,
二十九节说，
And the Levite,
地位人,
because he has no inheritance with you,
在城里无份无业,
and the stranger and the fatherless,
没有父亲的孤儿,
and the widow who are within your gates,
和寡妇,
may come and eat and be satisfied,
都可以来吃得饱足,
that the Lord your God may bless you.
耶和华你的神必在你手里所办的一切事上赐福于你。
No, don't do the whole verse, just what I said. that the Lord your God may bless you.
耶和华你的神赐福于你。
See, now that's what we teach in the church.
这是我们在教会中教导的。
If you give your tithe,
假如你给十分之一,
God will bless you.
神会祝福你。
Is that true?
是不是真的?
Well, yes, the Bible says,
是的,圣经这样说,
if you give your tithe,
假如你献上十分之一,
the Lord will bless you.
神会祝福你。
But that isn't the whole verse.
可是这不是所有的经节
的内容。The whole verse says this,
这整个经节这样说,
if you give your tithe,
假如你给十分之一,
the Lord will bless the work of your hands.
神会祝福你手上的工作。
Is that in your Bible?
这是不是在你的圣经上这样写呢？
Is that in the Chinese Bible?
是不是在中文圣经里？
If you tithe,
假如你献上
，the Lord will bless you.
神会祝福你。
How's he going to bless you?
他如何祝福你？
He will bless the work of your hands.
他会祝福你手上的工作。
See, I'm a pastor.
我是牧师。
I know what we teach.
我知道我们教导些什么。
Okay, folks, it's time for the offering.
好，各位，今天是奉献的时候。
All the needs are great this week. The rent is very high.
的房租很高。
And the cost of running the church is great.
要维持教会的经费很高。
But God has made a way.
可神有一个方法。
He said if you would tithe,
假如你献上十分之一,
He would bless you.
他会祝福你。
And if you tithe,
假如你献上十分之一,
we'll have all of our needs met.
我们所有的教会的需要都满足。
So we want you all to tithe today.
我希望你今天献上十分之一。
And then we pass the offering.
然后我们把奉献袋开始传。
And we put in our tithe.
我们放下十分之一。
We say, well, now I tithe.
所以我说当我奉上十分之一
So God will bless me.
神会祝福我。
So we start looking for
所以我们在开始等候
a winning lottery ticket.
要赢得乐透奖。
Maybe this is the way God will bless me.
也许神会这样子祝福我。
Or we begin looking for a Reader's Digest sweepstakes that comes to our house.
所以我们会找读者文摘里面那个抽奖的东西。
Oh, maybe this time I will win.
这次我可能会赢。
Folks, I want to tell you, this week,
我要告诉你这个礼拜
I won three lotteries.
我得到三个乐透奖。
It said so on my emails.
我在我的电子传真信上这样说。
Three emails. Congratulations, you're a winner.
有三个电子传真信送给我说，哎，恭喜你得到奖
了。I think I won the Dutch lottery this week.
我要得到那个Dutch lottery.
I'm just joking, folks, because I just delete those things. Holland.
我就把这些移掉了。
We just delete those, right?
我把它移掉了。
We know that's not true.
这不是真的。
That's not the way God's going to bless us.
这不是神要祝福我们的方法。
How's He going to bless us?
神如何祝福我们？
The work of our hands.
是我们手中的工作。
That's what He promised.
这是他所应许的。
When you tithe,
当你献上十分之一，
you can expect that God will give you a creative idea at work.
你会期待神给你一个创新的主意。
When you tithe, you can expect that God will give favor to you at work.
当你献上十分之一，神会在你的工作上祝福你。
Now that's in Deuteronomy 14.
这是在申命记十四章。
Look over to chapter 15.
第十五章说。
In verse 7, it says.
第七节说。
He's talking about the poor.
他讲到穷人。
And then in verse 10,
第十节,
he said, you shall give to him.
你要施舍穷人。
God wants you to tithe.
神希望你献上十分之一。
And he wants you to give to the poor.
也要给穷乏的人。
And he says in verse 10,
在第十节说,
if you do this thing,
你总要给他,如果你这样做,
the Lord your God will bless you in all the works.
耶和华你的神必在
你的事上, and in all to which you put your hand.
你手里所办的事上赐福于你。
Twice God says it.
神说了两次。
If you tithe,
假如你献上十分之一,
I'll bless your work.
我会祝福你的工作。
If you give to the poor,
假如你给穷人,
I'll bless your work.
我会祝福你的工作。
Now turn over one more chapter.
再翻到下一章, 16章。
Chapter 16.
第16章。
Verse 15.
第15节。
Now he's talking about keeping the sacred feast.
就讲到这个要守神圣的节庆。
Says 7 days you shall keep a sacred feast.
七日要守节。
And then he says, because the Lord your God will bless you in all your produce and in all the work of your hands, so that you may surely rejoice. Isn't that amazing? God says, I want to bless your work. When you tithe, I'll bless your work. When you give to the poor, I'll bless your work. When you keep my sacred commandments,
当你遵守我神圣的诫命,
I will bless your work.
我会祝福你的工作。
Now if you don't have a blessing of God on your work this week,
假如你这个礼拜在工作上没有神的祝福,
I recommend you tithe,
我建议你奉献,
give to the poor,
给穷人,
and keep the commandments of God.
遵守神的诫命。
Because when you do that,
因为你这样做的时候,
He promises,
他祝福,
I will bless you.
他应许会祝福你。
The plan that God has,
神的计划。
To use you in your workplace.
要在你工作上使用你。
And to bring about change in your city.
要把城市带来改变。
And to bring wealth to you.
要把财富带给你。
All comes.
这些都会来。
Because he wants to bless your work.
因为他要祝福你的工作。
That's what I discovered on the airplane.
这就是我在飞机上所发现的。
That's why I got so excited.
所以我为什么这么兴奋。
That I was shouting on the airplane.
我在喊叫，飞机上喊叫。
Now I'm about to tell you something that I'm not positive about next.
我快要告诉你一件事，不是很积极的。
Is it okay that we speculate for a moment here?
我们可不可以怀疑一会儿？
I just want to speculate with you. I have no sure answers to this.
我并没有很确定的答案。
I'm going to speculate.
我要来猜测。
So don't say Pastor Rich said.
所以不要引用我的话，说牧师这样说。
And make me your authority. Don't do that.
不要把我当做你的权威，不要这样说。
I just want to think with you for a minute.
我就跟你们一起这样想。
When the Bible says,
当圣经说，
In Abraham all the nations of the earth shall be blessed.
在借着亚伯拉罕，万国都必因他得福。
I believe that with all my heart.
我全心的相信。
And I've always believed that that would come.
我总是相信这个会来。
Through Isaac.
借着以撒。
The chosen son.
被拣选的儿子。
And that we would connect into that line.
我们会与这条线连接。
Through the Messiah, Jesus.
经由耶稣基督这个救世主弥赛亚。
Not speculating yet. This is what we know to be the truth.
目前还不是怀疑，这是我们所知道的事实。
But every once in a while.
可是有时候。
I get to thinking.
我开始想。
Abraham had two sons.
亚伯拉罕有两个儿子。
Ishmael.
以斯玛利,
who still today is seen as the father of the Arab people.
是亚阿拉伯人的祖先,
and Isaac,
以撒,
who is still seen today as the father of the Jewish people.
犹太人的祖先,
And sometimes I say, what about me?
有时候我说, 那我呢?
Did you ever do that?
Maybe
nobody but me ever asked that question.
你们有没有想过这个问题?
I say, Lord, what about the Caucasians?
How about 白人?
What about the Africans?
那个非洲人怎么样?
What about the Asians?
亚洲人怎么样?
I mean, I'm willing to connect in through Isaac.
我愿意连接跟以撒连接。
Here's my speculation.
这是我的猜想。
The other six sons of Abraham.
亚伯罕另外六个儿子。
I just wonder.
我只是在想。
Did they all become the head of one of us?
他们是不是我们的祖先?
I'm speculating, folks.
我只是在猜测。
I'm just guessing.
我只是在猜想。
I wonder if the blacks don't trace their lineage to Abraham through one of the sons.
我在想,
I wonder if the Asians can't trace their line to Abraham through one of
the sons. I can't
prove it.
我没有办法证明,
I'm just asking questions.
我只是在问这个问题,
because as I began to study Midian,
当我在研究米甸,
I discovered something about him.
我发现一些事,
about his race.
关于他的种族,
now we know that he was the son of Abraham through his second wife, Keturah. We know that he received blessing from Abraham. We know that he was sent east from where they lived at that time. East. And Abraham at that time was living down near the Red Sea. But I also discovered this. When Moses married Zipporah, she was a black girl. Did you know that?
摩西太太是个黑人，你们知道吗?
Now we know that because Moses had a brother and a sister named Aaron and Miriam.
因为摩西有那个姐姐和哥哥叫米利暗和亚伦。
And they got all upset with Moses one day.
他们有一天对摩西很不高兴。
And they got upset because of the Ethiopian woman that he had married.
因为他娶了伊索匹底亚的女人。
Now Ethiopia, we know today, is a small nation in Africa.
伊索匹底亚是在非洲一个很小的国家。
But the borders of Ethiopia in Bible times were most of northern Africa.
那个国家的边界是大部分是住北非的居民。
And when you read the word Ethiopian,
当你研究这个字伊索匹底亚,
you know that's a black woman.
那是一个属于摩西的太太是属于那个非洲的。
And so when the Bible tells us that Moses married Zipporah,
摩西娶了底波拉,
the daughter of Jethro, the priest of Midian,
就是米甸祭司的女儿, 摩西娶了她,
connect the dots,
所以你连接这些体连在一起,
and you say, well, if she was black,
所以这个摩西太太是个黑人,
either her mother or father was black,
所以那可能她的父母亲有一个人是黑人,
and if her dad was black,
假如她的爸爸是黑人,
then the Midianites must be black.
那么米甸人就应该是黑人。
I'm just thinking.
我就在这样想。
I wonder if Jokshan might be the father of the Caucasian. And Ishbak might be the father of the Asians.
And
Medan might be the father of the Hispanics. I don't know. This is seminary. I know I'm supposed to teach you. And instead I'm speculating. But those questions come to me.
可这些我在想这些问题。
See, I love to ask questions.
我喜欢问问题。
And then I love to try to find answers.
我喜欢找答案。
Because I've found so far.
因为目前我发现。
Every question I've had.
每一个我的问题。
I can go to my Bible.
我可以到我的圣经里。
And I can start to find answers.
我可以开始找到答案。
Are you all okay with this?
你们都还好吗?
Professor David, are we okay here?
王院长，我们还好吗?
You don't want me to leave early yet?
Can I stay? You
still okay?
你们都还好吗?
Pastor Herbert, are we still okay?
吴牧师，我们还好吗?
Okay, now I'm not telling you this is gospel. I'm just...
我不告, 我没有说这是福音。
These are questions that I have.
这只是我有的问题。
Did any of you ever think these things? You've thought these things? I'm glad I'm not the only one that thinks these things. Okay, now you all go study this. And when you get the right answer, tell me about it. Maybe we'll agree. Maybe we won't agree. This much I know. The Lord spoke to me. One simple word. Midian. I've been studying Midian for 3 years now. I can't get him out of my mind. I think about him every day. I've never met him.
我从来没有遇见过这个人,
but he's one of my good friends. Because I spent a lot of time thinking about it. And I'm convinced that when we figure out who Midian is in our life, that we will walk through those gates. He said the gates that never close, that men may bring to you the wealth of the Gentiles.
外邦人会把外邦的财富带来给你.
That's what I read out of Isaiah chapter 60.
这是以赛亚60章所应许的.
Amen?
是吗?
All right, any preachers need a sermon tomorrow? Go ahead and preach.
如果有人明天要传讲道, 可以用这个经节.
You could preach that one.
你们也可以传这个经节.
Okay. All right, let's take some questions.
所以你们可以问问题.
Questions about anything. Anything.
可以问任何问题.
Anything I've taught today.
今天我所教的.
Last week.
上个礼拜教的.
Or anything else. Yes.
Well, I did mention this concept to a friend of mine who works as an accountant.
我跟我的朋友一个做会计的朋友讲话.
And then I said, you know, there's a pastor. He talked about king and priest.
有一个我们的牧师讲到君王跟祭司.
I could tell her that, well, when he said king and priest, that also means king and queen.
Yeah.
Well,
okay. Well, now here's what I do with that, because the Bible just says kings and priests. So women, listen to me. I call you kings as well. I don't call you queens, I call you kings. And here's why I do that. There's two reasons.
我为什么要这样说呢?
One is because the Bible does.
因为圣经这么说,
but secondly, because in Christ,
第二点, 在基督里,
there's neither male nor female.
没有男女.
And I know that because he calls me.
因为他叫我,
now you look at me, you could tell I'm a man, right?
你可以看到我是一个男人.
He calls me the bride of Christ. So if I'm a bride,
假如我是一个心腹,
then you can be king. That's the way it works. Because in Christ,
在基督里,
he doesn't think like we do. We think, oh, woman.
我们会想, 哦,
oh, she could do this, but she can't do that.
哦,女人可以做这个,不能做那个.
That doesn't even cross his mind.
这不是他的想法,
so I am called the bride,
我被称作心腹,
which is a female term. And she is called a king.
我这个女的叫做国君王,
which we would call a male term.
是一个男性的名称.
So personally, I've never gone with the king and queen.
所以个人来说, 我不会,
I don't call the women kingettes.
我不会叫姊妹成为皇后.
I just call women kings.
我叫姊妹是,
and I call men brides.
我叫男人是心腹.
Because I did not know how to tell her that.
Well, that's the way I have dealt with it.
这位弟兄说我并不知道怎么样回答这姊妹的问题。
I think what you did was fine.
Pastor说你回答得很好。
I can show you books of my friends who've done the same thing.
我可以告诉你我朋友所写的信。
They said obviously if the man's the king then the woman's the queen. I have no problem with that.
假如男人是君王女人是皇后其实我也没有什么问题。
But I just deal with it the other way.
可是我是用不同的角度来切入。
I kind of make it a little humorous.
我有一点幽默,
and try to get that point across.
But 我要把重点讲出来.
Okay, anybody else? Questions?
还有什么问题?
Yes, sir.
After we define church in the marketplace as your presence, a person presence is kind of church.
可不可以请你解释一下, 教会在商场上是主的同在, 是有主的同在?
A kind of physical meeting.
是不是一个真实的聚会，基督徒的聚会，还说只是一个抽象的观念？
No good for a meeting place or for meeting or with the lunch break hour or even a meeting place close to the working place.
Yeah.
Because some office didn't allow people to have
right. I think that it could go either way, Doctor. I don't want to make church in the marketplace dependent upon a meeting place. I don't think it needs to have a meeting place. I don't think it needs to have a structure. But I think it can have a structure. The power of our lives at the workplace is who we are. Not what we do. And I think that's important. Because if we say to you, we want you to put church in the marketplace, and we don't tell you what to do, you will build a presence there that is similar to what you have on Sunday morning in your local church. And it will lose its effectiveness because you've just transplanted one structure to another place. I would much rather you would go into the marketplace knowing that I am the church, and I will make an impact just by being.
我在那里就会产生影响,
if later on it becomes a meeting,
假如之后成为聚会,
then let it come natural.
就让它很自然地发生,
if later on you begin a prayer group or a Bible study, that's okay.
假如之后你有祷告的聚会或查经聚会, 那是可以的,
but most people here ministry in the marketplace,
但大多数人在职场上的执事,
that means I need to start a prayer meeting,
我需要开始祷告会,
or I need to start a Bible study,
我需要查经会,
and they do it,
他们这样做,
but it just looks like the old church, and we lose the impact of the new church. So I think that we just need to go. Another comment, not a question you asked, but one that comes to my mind. I was in the Philippines, and the businessman that I was with was a very influential man in the city. We were down in Cebu City. And we were in a beautiful 5-star hotel. It was huge. The hotel had a shopping mall.
Had
12 restaurants. And a full casino. All in this one hotel.
It
was huge. One of the biggest hotels I've ever been in. And when we walked into the hotel, the man I was with was named Dennis Goh. And we'd walk in the front door, and the doorman would say, "Oh, good afternoon, Mr. Goh. Where will you be dining today?" Should I call ahead and reserve a table for you, Mr.
Goh?
And we'd walk down the hallway, and the bellman would say, "Oh, good afternoon, Mr. Goh. Is there anything I can do for you?" We'd walk in the restaurant. "Oh, Mr. Goh, your table is ready." I mean, this man had authority like you couldn't believe in that hotel. So we sat down to dinner. And I said, "Dennis, what is your position in this hotel?" He said, "Well, I don't have a position here." I said, "How do they know you?" He said, I shepherd over this place. I see them as my flock. And so I shepherd over this place. I said, "Tell me more." He said, "Well, I built the hotel several years ago. My friend owns the hotel. I have no position here. I don't work here." And he didn't say this, but I will say he had authority there. His authority was not by his job, by his position, nor even what he did, because technically he did nothing. And yet everyone there responded to him because of who he was. So we sat at dinner, and his pastor was there. We were sitting at a round table, Chinese dinner style.
是中国式的那个礼仪。
The beautiful round table, we could see each other.
非常美丽的圆桌饭桌。
So the pastor and his wife were there.
他的牧师，他的牧师太太都在那儿。
Dennis and his wife.
Dennis 和他的太太。
I don't know, maybe two or three others.
还有两三位其他的人。
And pastor said to me.
牧师说。
Said, Rich, will you help me with something?
牧师你可不可以帮助我一下
I said, what if I can? I'll help you.
我就说我可以帮助你如果我能够
He said, you know that Dennis is one of the finest men in town.
他说你知道 Dennis 这个人是在这个城里面最好的一个生意人
I said, I agree with that.
我说我同意
He said, but I can't get him to be involved enough in the church.
可是呢牧师说我却不能把他带到教会里来
Would you help me?
你可不可以帮助我
And I stopped him right there. I said,Before you say anything more,
我说不，我停止。他说不要再说了。
Because I think I know where you're going.
我知道你要谈些什么。
But let me tell you what I think is happening.
让我告诉你我的想法。
I said you want Dennis.
我说你希望 Dennis 这个人
to do more in your church.
在教会里有更多的服事。
You want him to lead a cell group.
你希望他能够带领那个细胞小组。
You want him to be the head of all the cell groups.
你希望他能够成为整所有细胞小组的带领人。
You want him to serve your church 5 or 6 nights a week.
你希望他到教会五个晚上或七个晚上
，plus Sunday morning，
加上主日早上
，maybe 2 or 3 lunches a week，
然后两三个午餐都在教会
，because you know the quality of this man，
因为你知道这个人的品质
，and as a pastor that's what you want from him，
作为牧师你对他有这样的期待
，he said that's right，
他说对
，I said let me tell you I've not talked to Dennis，
可是我说我让我告诉你我还没有跟 Dennis 讲话
，but let me tell you where he is，
可是我告诉你他的地位是怎么样
，he has such tremendous ministry in this city。
他有这样惊人的职事在这个城市里面。
That if he does everything in your church that you want him to do，
假如他在你的教会里面做你要他做的每一件事
，this hotel will lose a valuable man。
这个旅馆就会失去一个很重要的人物。
And I'm guessing several other businesses in town will also lose the impact of this man。
我猜想在这个城市里面也会失去，有好几个商场会失去这个人。
And I looked over and Dennis's wife was weeping。
我看到 Dennis 太太在哭。
They told me later.
他们之后他们告诉我。
Rich, we had planned to tell our pastor the next night that we're leaving the church.
那个牧师，我们本来计划要明天晚上要告诉我们的牧师，我们要离开教会。
We love our pastor.
我们很爱我们的牧师。
He's my best friend.
他是我们最好的朋友。
But I can't measure up to what he wants from me.
可是我没有办法达到他的要求。
And at the same time, do what I know God has called me to do.
在同时还要做神要我做的事。
That afternoon.
那个下午
When I told pastor,
当我告诉这个生意人的牧师
Let the man lead in this workplace.
让这个生意人在他的职场上来带领
Let someone else lead your cell group.
让别人来带领你的细胞小组
We did something very important.
我们正在做一件很重要的事
We kept Dennis go where he needed to be.
我们把 Dennis 放在他应该在的地方
And we kept him in the church.
假如我们把他抓到教会来
I was back 6 months later.
六个月之后我回去。
I said, Dennis, how's it going?
Dennis, 情况怎么样？
He said, thank you, Rich.
他说谢谢你，牧师。
Pastor and I are still best friends.
我的牧师和我仍然是最要好的朋友。
I'm still in the church.
我仍然在他教会里。
But I can only give one night a week.
我只需要去一个晚上。
And I said to Pastor, how's it going?
我对牧师说，哎，怎么样？
He said, it's going great.
他说很好。
Somebody else stepped up who wanted to lead the cell ministry.
他说别人来做这个执事，他们很他很渴慕做这个位置。
And we didn't take them away from all their impact in the city.
我并没有把 Dennis 离开他的职场，使他失去这个对这个城市的影响力。
It's a whole new way of viewing church.
我现在有全新的眼光来看教会的执事。
As pastors,
作为牧师
we've got to recognize where you're the most valuable.
我们必须要认出每一位弟兄姊妹的地位
，and let you be used there。
认出你们的价值，让你们被使用。
Without putting guilt on you because you didn't show up at every one of our church meetings。
我不要使你有罪恶感，你没有来参加教会所有的聚会，不要让你有罪恶感。
Because pastors, again, I am one。
我是牧师之一，我们都这样子想。
We tend to measure faithfulness。
我们测量信徒对教会的信任。
We tend to measure spiritual maturity。
我们也有一个方法来测量信徒的成熟度。
Based on how often you come to church.
根据你来教会几次。
Or in reality.
在实际上。
Spiritual maturity.
属灵上的成熟度。
Is doing what God called you to do.
是在做神要你做的事。
I remember at our church at Springs of Life.
我记得在生命泉的我的以前的教会。
I said to our business people.
我对生意人说。
I no longer want you to come to our Sunday night service.
我不希望你们来参加主日晚上的聚会。
I know you business people are busy.
我知道你们很忙。
Monday is an important day for you.
礼拜一对你们很重要。
You need to come to church Sunday morning.
你们需要主日早上来。
Bring your tithe.
做十分之一的奉献。
And then the rest of the day, get ready for next week.
然后礼拜天剩下的时间来预备这个礼拜的工作。
But I don't want you to come back to Sunday night.
我不希望你主日晚上来。
About 3 weeks later,
三个礼拜后
one of our most powerful business people was back at church Sunday night.
我们最有影响力的生意的弟兄，他来参加主日晚上聚会。
It's a woman.
是一个姊妹，对不起。
She and her husband own a business.
这个姊妹跟她先生拥有一个生意。
But she runs the business.
可是这个姊妹在做这个生意。
She is the strong entrepreneur in that family.
她是一个非常强壮的企业家。
And I said, Nancy, what are you doing here?
我说 Nancy, 你来干嘛？
I knew that she was relieved that I didn't want her to come to church on Sunday night.
我知道她觉得很释放，听到我说不必来主日晚上聚会。
I said, Nancy, why are you here?
我说 Nancy, 你为什么来？
She said, Rich, in the past, I came because you wanted me to.
我说牧师，以往我来是因为你希望我来。
Tonight I'm here because I want to be here.
今天晚上我在这儿是因为我自己想要来。
Has nothing to do with you. It has to do with me.
与你无关，只是跟我自己有关。
This afternoon I got next week already planned.
今天下午我把这个礼拜要做的事都做好了。
I'm all ready for Monday morning.
我已经预备好要做礼拜一的事。
I've come tonight because I want to be refreshed.
我今天晚上来是因为我要被更新。
She only came every once in a while.
她只是偶尔来。
But she came because she wanted to.
他来是因为他自己想来。
We can greatly help.
我们得到很多的帮助。
In the church.
在教会里。
If we change our mind.
我们改变我们的想法。
Change our way of operating.
改变我们运作的方式。
Okay.
是吗？
Let's take a break.
让我们休息一下。
Take a 10-minute break.
十分钟的休息。
I'll come back for our last session.
来，我们会完成我们最后一个一堂课。